A thought for today. I choose to eat only that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit, mind, and body. I am guided from within. I choose to eat only that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit, mind, and body. I am guided from within. I choose to eat that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit, mind, and body. I am guided from within. We have chosen to come to this planet to experience this physical body. We have created this planet. We have created this physical body. We have created this game that we're playing here because we find it amusing, charming, delightful. We have chosen to be perfect. We have chosen to be beautiful. We have chosen to be spiritually magnificent. That's all we know. We have the capacity to do anything we wish to do. Thoughts are things, and every thought that we think manifests itself in some way in our life. What is it that we would like our body to be? How would we like our body to perform for us? When you give kind words to another person, the other person acts kindly toward you. When you give loving thoughts to another person, that person acts loving to you. When you give loving actions to another person, that person acts loving toward you. When we eat things that are beneficial for our perfect spirit, mind, and body, our perfect spirit, mind, and body expresses all that we choose to share with it. And we choose to share with our perfect spirit, mind, and body everything that is beautiful and good. We choose to give our perfect spirit, mind, and body beautiful thoughts. We choose to give our perfect spirit, mind, and body beautiful words. We choose to give our spirit, mind, and body, which is perfect, beautiful, perfect actions. So when we choose what we're going to eat, we choose it with the idea that we have a perfect body, we have a perfect spirit, and we have a perfect mind. And we are responding to what it is that a perfect mind would enjoy, a perfect spirit would enjoy, a perfect body would enjoy. Jesus said, it's not what goes into the mouth, but what comes out of the mouth. That's what makes the difference in our life. So in other words, we are really eating what we send out of our being, because that is a reflection of what we are digesting in our inner system. Are we digesting words of love and peace and harmony and goodness? Are we digesting words of beauty and joy? Or are we digesting words that are not beneficial to us? The choice is perfectly ours. And we have made that choice in many ways. When we put food on the table, what kind of food do we put on the table? Do we put food on the table that is delightful to the body, delightful to the senses, to our taste, and to our smell? Or do we put food on the table that is not so harmonious, like perhaps a Limburger cheese? You say, well, Limburger cheese is great. It tastes good. It's wonderful. When you eat Limburger cheese, you just feel all full of Limburger. Well, that's great. But just listen to what I say. If we put anything into our mouth that is not beautiful, both in smell and in taste, of course, maybe we change our tastes and our smells. Maybe we, at one point, were so pure that we could only smell the beautiful things and taste beautiful things. What happens when you drink a lot of alcohol? Your taste buds no longer give you the proper sense of what you're eating. When you smoke cigarettes, your taste buds no longer work for you. Smoke and drink as you wish, that's your privilege. But you are taking that sensitivity of your body, which you have created, to be your guide as to what is beneficial for your perfect spirit, mind, and body, and you have caused it to not function. In other words, you've turned it off. And when we turn off those functions that are beneficial to us, when we turn off those functions that respond for us, then we are changing our attitude as to what is beneficial to our perfect spirit, mind, and body. Some people think that eating no food is a very beneficial thing for their spirit, mind, and body. Some people think that eating only vegetarian foods or a carnivore, eating only meat. Do we say that eating meat is bad or good? Do we say that eating vegetables are bad or good? Do we say eating anything is bad or good? Whatever we name it, that's what we claim for ourselves. What is it we'd like to do now? If we are living in our perfect spirit, mind, and body, actually we don't need anything to eat, to drink, or to breathe, because our perfect body exists as a perfect body free of any outside need to fulfill itself. Our body is really an idea, and that idea is perfect in itself. And if that idea is perfect in itself, it needs nothing from the outside to make it work or to make it function or to make it act in any way. It needs no water, no air, nor any food. But you say, our body has a nose for breathing air. Our body has a mouth for accepting food, and our lungs take the air and make it useful for our body, and our digestive system takes the minerals and vitamins and proteins and all the other valuable things from food to make our body function properly. This is what we tell ourselves. But what is the ultimate for the divine human being, if you would? The ultimate for the divine human being is living in consciousness of beautiful thought. Now we digress for just a moment, and we look at Swami Rama's master in India. And his master ate one grain of rice to be sociable with his chelas, to be with them as they ate their meals. Did the master have to eat one grain of rice? And the answer, of course, is no. But why did the master choose to have a physical body when he's not enjoying all of the wonderful things the physical body is designed for? Eating, drinking, smelling, breathing, all these wonderful things. Why is the master not needing that? I do not want to say that we don't have the capacity to understand that, but that's the fact. Until you are an excellent pianist, you do not realize how important excellence is as a pianist. You enjoy good piano music, you enjoy a fine pianist who has mood and action and love in his interpretation of the music he plays, and you don't know why, but you find an exquisite pianist who is really magnificent, and an ordinary mechanic at the piano, you see a difference. Well, we as human beings are ordinary mechanics at being here on earth. We are not the exquisite musicians that we could be. Because when we're the exquisite musicians, we have trained ourselves to be master of our thought, master of everything we do. And yet, going back to eating and breathing and drinking, we have not trained ourselves to respect what we believe to be necessary for our body. We think that our body should have the purest of water, and yet we don't always give it that. We give it carbonated drinks, we give it caffeinated drinks, we give it caffeine, we give it narcotics, as are in Coca-Cola and other things, and we find that amusing. We find that stimulating. We find that gives us a snap to our drinking and our eating. And we like our cheeses in such a way that they are smelly. We find that very charming. We find the mold of things on the earth. We find the mushrooms that grow up from the most stagnant of growths to be a delightful food. Why do we do this? In themselves, a mushroom is rather tasteless. It's a rather simple food. It's a very unusual food, and yet we call it a delicacy. Even the Japanese enjoy a fish diet of a certain fish that in itself, if one little bit of its poison that the fish has in itself were to get into the flesh, the person would instantly die. And they have. Why do we play Russian roulette with our foods and with our drinking and with our breathing? Well, how do we start out? We start out by saying, I drink beautiful, pure water that benefits my body, my spirit, and my mind. I eat beautiful foods that are beneficial to my spirit, mind, and body. I breathe beautiful air, which is beneficial to my spirit, mind, and body. Why do we delight to go into the countryside? And the minute we're out in the countryside, away from the city, we want to take off our clothes and run in the grass, run in the trees. We want to discard all of the city life. We want to breathe deep and breathe out all the air of the city and its stagnation. We want to live in the purity of that wonderful countryside. We want to dive into the liquid, cool, clear waters of the uplands, away from the city and its stagnation. And yet, as soon as we've finished with our energizing, wonderful experience of being up in the mountain, being up on the hillside, being out in the plain, in the valley, away from the city, we don our clothing and get into our car and drive back to the city. Because that's where our life is, that's where our dream is, that's where our goal is. Well, what are we going to do, Herb? Are we going to abandon the cities? Are we going to abandon our way of life? No. But you're going to take to the city, if you will, that memory, that thought of you running naked through the countryside, soaking up all of the beauty of it, letting every pore of your body digest, receive, flood, be gathered with the sun under a clear blue sky, the wind wafting through your hair. Not wild wind, but a gentle breeze that says, I love you. And the water we drink there from the clear mountain stream. Beautiful and pure. Yes, we cannot all live in that idyllic area, but we can live in that idyllic area in our mind, where thoughts are things. And we can refresh ourselves. We can be in our office, sitting at our desk, and breathing in the pure country air. We can take a drink of the pure mountain water that we receive, no matter what it is, no matter where it's from, we receive that. And it's ours. And the food that we eat, we can surround it with our pure white light of love. And no matter what it may be, it will be the pure essence of spirit. It'll be what we are. It'll be what we know. We are the creators of our world. We're the creators of everything that goes on. But we've given up that creation by thinking that we're subject to what is put before us. We, in a very gentle way, say this food is, what do we say? This food is healthy and good for my body. Why do we say the food is healthy and good for my body? We are saying that the food is delightful, that the food is harmonious, that the food is wonderful for us. We are saying that the food is a good thing for our body, that it nourishes our body and strengthens our body and uplifts our body as we carry on with our human life. But that food may not be so. It may be so rich that it causes our body to feel uncomfortable in its richness. It may be so filled with sugar, so filled with things that are not beneficial to us. But when we say this food is healthy for my body and filled with love, then we are causing this food to be what our word is. And from that point of view, if we believe our statement, it doesn't matter what we eat. But are you ready to be so in charge of your life and your body and your affairs, to choose to eat only that which is beneficial to your perfect spirit, mind, and body in consciousness? Or are you still working on choosing to eat only that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit, mind, and body from the physical? And if we're still working from the physical, which many are, then let us see each piece of food that we eat as beautiful and wonderful, as glorious, not limiting in any way. And when we do that, then that's what that food is for us. It is true, we don't need it. It is true, we don't need the water, we don't need the air. But it's also true that we are the creator of our world. And as the creator of our world, we must take charge every moment And in taking charge every moment, we are saying to ourselves, our world is beautiful. Just as the illustration I told you when I was a reporter and photographer and going into this fire, I was so concentrated on taking pictures. I was so concentrated on getting good shots that were dramatic and dynamic that I hadn't even thought that I was breathing smoke. And in fact, I was not breathing smoke. I was breathing the pure air that always surrounds us. I was breathing the pure air, not the illusion of the smoke, but the pure air, which was the illusion I chose. And the firemen would come out of the fire coughing, pulling down their smoke mask, and they'd say, "What's the matter with you going in there without a mask? Don't you realize how terrible that is?" And they were coughing and coughing, and I was not. And I didn't say to them, "I was breathing an air that you weren't breathing." I didn't say to them, "Hey, I'm listening to the drum beat of a higher drummer." I didn't say to them, "Oh, you foolish man." I just nodded and went my way. And as quickly as they saw me standing in the fire without a gas mask, without a smoke mask on, and coming out of the fire as they did, but they were coughing and I was not, and they thought, "How strange." But only for a moment. And then they put their mask back on and went back into the fire to aim their hoses at the fire to put it out. And I was forgotten. And what I represented was forgotten. Because they were human, and they had their human game, and they were taught that they needed these things. And so they believed that, and they did that. We are not here to teach others. We are not here to be an example to others. We are not here to lead others into a higher understanding. The genius of this world are not able to take their genius and give it to another person and say, "Here, have a portion of my genius, it tastes good." The genius is here to be himself and have fun, and he does. Untouched by his world. Untouched by the scoffers who say, "You're doing that? Don't you know that's impossible?" And of course, that's why a genius keeps his mouth closed too. He doesn't tell people what he's doing, what he's thinking, what he is. He just is. He doesn't say, "I'm drawing on a higher power within myself." He just does. Some, like Einstein, say that they listen to God. Like Einstein, he says, God speaks to him in his sleep, and he writes these things down. But if any of them have said that, none have been so well known as Mr. Einstein to give us that information. And just like when I call Einstein Mr. Einstein, and you know he is a doctor, you know he is a professional, you know he is a degreed person, you know he's a genius, you know he's wonderful. And I say, "Mr. Einstein," I say that with great respect, because I don't say he is great in this area or that area. He is great in so many areas we can't begin to count them. And so are you, and so am I. We are great in so many areas that we cannot begin to count them, and so we don't. But we do live it. And as we live what we believe about ourselves, then we don't need to eat anymore and breathe and drink water. Because we are a thought. We are an idea. Each of us is an idea, a unique idea. And in this idea is the allness of the universe. And the allness of the universe certainly does not need to have something to fulfill itself. Just like people giving gifts to God, tithing to God so that their abundance will grow. God needs nothing from us. And we need nothing from God, for we are God. But when we live our life so pure and so beautiful, then we demonstrate to the world what kind of God we are. And the more pure and the more beautiful we are, the more that we choose to eat only that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit, mind, and body, I am guided from within, the more we live from that attitude and that awareness, the more life is a joy to us. But if we're going to chase after outer things to fulfill us, food or water or air to breathe, if we must run to the mountains because there is the purest air, then we are not a master. For a master goes nowhere but within himself to find all that is. Certainly we would not think that God would have to go anywhere to find itself. And that's true for each of us. We don't have to go anywhere to find ourselves. We just listen to that inner voice. And whatever that inner voice says, just follow it. But what if it says the wrong thing? It won't. Just follow it. And the more you follow the inner voice, the more you're drawing upon that inner power, the more of that inner power that will be revealed to you. I'm guided from within. Are you ready to make this decision for yourself? Are you ready to use your physical body as a wonderful vehicle or tool in which to express your divinity now? Then do it. And do not think your body must look one way or the other. For if the world sees your body, it is not seeing you. And if the world sees your aura, your beauty, your wonder, then they don't see your body. They don't see your mind. They don't see anything. They just see the reality. As I choose to eat only that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit, mind, and body, I choose to exude from my being the love I have for myself and the love I have for my creation, the unconditional love which goes on eternally. So wake up! Get about the business of who you are. Start enjoying yourself right where you are. Start being yourself right where you are. Stop being sorry for yourself and thinking the world has given you a harsh deal. You gave it to yourself, silly person. Now, give it back and express the beauty that you are, the love that you are, the joy that you are, the harmony that you are, the life that you are. For whatever you are expressing is what you are telling the world is important for you to be. And I see you fulfilling whatever is in your heart for yourself. Good or bad, beneficial or not beneficial, I don't judge. If you want to be a rattlesnake, go and be a good rattlesnake. If you want to be a lover, go and be a wonderful teddy bear. If you want to be by yourself and living in the presence of the magnificence you are, immune, invisible to the world about you, that's fine too. Whatever you do, be happy with yourself. Be joyous with yourself. Think to yourself, I am wonderful. I am happy. I am delighted. I am filled with joy. These thoughts for today will be a continuum of five individual thoughts. And each day for the next 5 days, we'll have a different aspect of it. I eat. I touch. All of the other ones will come to you in their perfect way. But today, you don't have to wait for them. Today, be guided from within and live the magnificence that you are. I choose to eat only that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit, mind, and body. I am guided from within. I choose to eat that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit, mind, and body. I am guided from within. I choose to eat only that which is beneficial to my perfect spirit, mind, and body. I am guided from within. I love you.